WRCL Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. The Richland Center Church League softball game tonight is a championship game, so the final game of the season, possibly two, depending on who wins. And it will be the Church of the Nazarene taking on the Mission this evening. First pitch for that will be at 7. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 tonight. The pregame will start at around 6:45. The respected manager was gone, and the Cy Young Award winner was traded. The Brewers were finally expected to drop back to the pack after winning the division title 5 times in 6 years. Don't look now, but Milwaukee has the biggest division lead in Major League Baseball, 11 games over tonight's opponent, the St. Louis Cardinals, by 11 games. The loss of outfielder Christian Yelich isn't good, but the team has a 14-9 record since he was sidelined. Put it all together, and manager Pat Murphy has a good chance to be named National League Manager of the Year. And you can hear Game 1 of that 3-game series tonight on WRCE, the broadcast of it. And that's WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch for that contest will be at 6:45, with the pregame starting at around 6:10. The St. Louis Cardinals have released veteran shortstop Brandon Crawford and reinstated infielder Matt Carpenter from the injured list. Crawford was a 4-time Gold Glove winner and a 3-time All-Star in 13 seasons with San Francisco Giants. He hit 169 with a homer and 4 RBIs in 80 plate appearances for the Cardinals this season. He last played on August 10th. This 37-year-old Crawford was signed as a free agent this offseason to back up rookie Mason Wynn, who has been having a strong season as St. Louis's regular leadoff hitter. That meant fewer opportunities for Crawford. Just 2 yards rushing in the first preseason game brought questions about running back A.J. Dillon's future with the team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur answered all of them with Sunday's game in Denver. LaFleur held his important players out, among them Dillon. He was one of 31 players who didn't take the field in the 27-2 loss. LombardiesAvenue.com reports that effectively guarantees the powerful backup place on Green Bay's 53-man roster. The Badgers volleyball team is expected to be one of the country's strongest units once again. The American Volleyball Coaches Association preseason poll ranks Wisconsin 3rd behind defending national champion Texas and Big Ten conference favorite Nebraska. Last year's NCAA runner-up Marquette is also on the top 25 with another strong season. The Golden Eagles check in at 24th. Both Wisconsin squads will take on schedules filled with teams listed in the poll. The Badgers and Golden Eagles will meet September 17th at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers cornerback Ricardo Hallman is listed on the Associated Press's preseason All-American second team. Hallman tied for the National League lead with 7 interceptions last season and started all 13 games. He made the AP All-American third team following the season. Hallman and safety Hunter Waller are expected to lead a Badgers secondary that will be a strength of the defense. Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell has a track record of developing 2 defensive backs to first-team All-American honors. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.